From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Iran is planning to answer new U.S. sanctions. Iran's president says his country will stand up to the United States and reciprocate for any new sanctions that America imposes on the Islamic Republic. Hassan Rouhani says that if Washington, under any pretext, imposes new sanctions against Iran, we will stand up to the United States. The new sanctions by the U.S. target 18 Iranian individuals and groups. At the United Nations in New York yesterday, the Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Zarif told VOA that sanctions have unfortunately become a bad habit with the United States and that the U.S. can expect reprisals from Iran.
It would involve people who have participated in terrorism and extremism in our region as well as supporting expansionist thoughts.
Also Tuesday, the U.S. renewed its demand that Iran free three Americans held on what the U.S. calls fabricated national security-related charges. It also insisted Iran keep its promise to free former FBI agent Robert Levinson, who has been missing in Iran for more than a decade. Iraqi forces committed human rights violations during the battle to retake the city of Mosul from the Islamic State group. According to the country's prime minister, he acknowledged that, but he insisted that these were individual acts for which the perpetrators would be punished. The remarks by Haider al-Abadi at a late-night press conference Tuesday came after shocking videos emerged on social media following the victory in Mosul and showing troops throwing captured IS suspects off of a high wall and then shooting their bodies below. Find out more about these and other stories at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkey has jailed six human rights activists, including Amnesty International's Turkey chief, for allegedly aiding terrorists. Amnesty that was in Europe condemned Tuesday's arrest of its director of operations in Turkey, İdil Eser, and German and Swiss human rights workers. The United States also condemned the arrest. Here's State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert.
Prosecutions like these with little evidence or transparency undermine Turkey's rule of law and the country's obligations to respect individual rights. We urge Turkish authorities to drop the charges, release those who've been detained, and remove the provisions of the state of emergency that allow indiscriminate prosecution of individuals.
Turkey extended its post-coup state of emergency three more months this week, shortly after voters narrowly approved a referendum to amend the constitution and expand President Erdogan's powers. More than 50,000 people have been arrested during a year-long crackdown since last year's coup. A Thai general was found guilty of human trafficking today as a Bangkok court convicted scores of people in a mass trial exposing the linchpin role of corrupt officials in the grim, lucrative trade in Rohingya and Bangladeshi immigrants. Thailand's junta launched a crackdown in May of 2015 on a network funneling desperate migrants through southern Thailand and onto Malaysia, holding some for ransom in jungle camps. It unspooled a crisis across Southeast Asia as gang masters abandoned their human cargo in the camps where hundreds died from starvation and malaria, and at sea in overcrowded boats which were then ping-ponged between Thai, Malaysian, and Indonesian waters. After a day of delivering verdicts for many of the 102 defendants, the Bangkok Criminal Court found Lieutenant General Manas Kongpen guilty of multiple human trafficking charges. A judge said he was also guilty of complicity in a transnational organized crime network and worked with others to facilitate human trafficking. This ruling is an extremely rare conviction for a senior army officer in junta-ruled Thailand. Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell issued an apology for not securing a bill to replace former President Obama's health care law, popularly known as Obamacare. McConnell also said Tuesday Republicans are not done with dismantling Obamacare. McConnell blamed Democrats for not helping to reform the Health Care Act. Republicans crafted the bill on their own behind closed doors. Democrats urged cooperation to address Obamacare's shortcomings, which include rising premiums and a dwindling number of insurers taking part in the program in many states. Meanwhile, President Trump is urging Republicans to let Obamacare fail.
That's the latest world news from VOA.